Alcoholics Anonymous is preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share the experience, strength, and hope with each other as they may solve their common problems and help others to recover from alcohol. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking. There is no dues or fees for a membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. A is not allied with any state, denomination, politics, organization, institutions. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help others, alcoholics, achieve sobriety.
And Rebecca will read the steps.
One, we admitted we are powerless over, I'm an alcoholic. We admitted we are powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we are entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we are wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Please join in the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Eddie will read the traditions.
Thanks. Good evening, everybody. My name is Eddie, and I'm an alcoholic. Our 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Six, an AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, AA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the AA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Tonight is anniversary night. The format of the meeting will be the 10-minute speaker who will speak on the first tradition, followed by our information break. The main speaker, who will speak for 25 minutes, followed by our anniversary celebrants, our 10-minute speaker is Tika.
Thank you. My name's Tika, and I'm an alcoholic. Nervous alcoholic. All right, tradition one. I'm going to read the long form. Each member of Alcoholics Anonymous is but a small part of a greater whole. AA must continue to live, or most of us will surely die. Hence, our common welfare comes first. The individual welfare follows closely after. When I first came to AA, I knew nothing about alcoholism. I knew nothing about the program. I knew nothing about the traditions. And I was at the Steps and Traditions meeting right off the bat, which is on Friday night on the West Side. And somebody described the program. They gave this little analogy of a fishbowl and a fish swimming in water. And the fish would be the alcoholic swimming around. The water would be the steps, because that's what you need to survive. And then the traditions would be compared to the glass bowl that's protecting the fish and holding the whole thing together. So there's a crack, or the traditions, or the glass bowl breaks, basically the alcoholic or the fish would die. That was like a really, I was very confused when I came in here, and that made sense to me. So I held on to it and stuck into my mind. And then I remember Van talking about if the fellowship was going to die, it was going to die from the inside out, not from the outside in. And, you know, we go out and we work the steps and we, like, nobody's going to go, oh, you know, those AAs, they come in and they're, like, paying all this money back that I didn't even know they stole, and they're, you know, showing up for work. Like, no one's going to come in and try and destroy us. But, so if you're new, I'm going to dive, I only have 10 minutes, so I'm just going to talk a little bit about the history. And there were two different groups that helped a lot of alcoholics back a long time ago. And they're no longer really successful at all. One's completely gone and one's lost momentum. And basically, it's the Washingtonians and the Oxford group. And the Washingtonians movement's no longer around. And if you're new, it's important because we are still around and we want to flourish. So we had to learn from their mistakes. And this group was in the 1840s. They, you know, met in bars. They helped a lot of alcoholics. They, you know, had incredible, they were incredibly effective. And what they did is they started to get into, you know, other issues, prohibition, slavery, and they disappeared. And then you have the Oxford group, which, you know, was definitely an influence for our program. And they made it, there was an offhanded comment about Hitler, and basically they lost momentum severely as a result of that. And so that's why we have these traditions, to help, you know, ensure that we don't disappear like that. I'm going to read a little bit of, because I did a little homework. Back in 1947, this is some writing that came actually from Bill himself, and it's an editorial from, you can find it on the Grapevine. So it's on tradition one. Our whole AA program is securely founded in the principle of humility, that is to say, perspective, which implies, among all other things, that we relate ourselves rightly to God and to our fellows, that we each see ourselves as we really are, as part of a greater whole. Seeing our fellows thus, we shall enjoy group harmony. That is why AA tradition can confidently state our common welfare comes first. Does this mean that AA will ask the individual, does this mean some will ask that in AA the individual doesn't count too much? Is he to be swallowed up, dominated by the group? And then he says, no, it doesn't seem to work out that way. There is no society on earth more careful to grant the individual the greatest possible liberty and belief in action. We do suggest, but we don't discipline, compliance or non-compliance with any of these principles of AA as a matter of the conscience of the individual. Judge not, we observe most literally. Some will argue, if AA has no authority, aren't we going to just be chaos and anarchy? AAs cannot really do as we please. Our common welfare is protected by a powerful safeguards. The moment any action seriously threatens the common welfare, group opinion mobilizes to remind us. Our conscience begins to complain, If one persists, he may become so disturbed as to get drunk. And then he says that alcohol will give you a beating. Group opinion shows him that he is off the beam. His own, thank you, conscience tells him he is dead wrong. And if he goes too far, Barleycorn brings him real conviction. And then he goes on to say that basically we wind up adhering to these because we want to survive and we want to stick around and we don't want AA to disappear. And, you know, for me, I have a lot of alcoholism in my gene pool, and I married another alcoholic, so I want AA to be here because most likely my grandkids here and there, there may be a need for it. And then there are these wonderful checklists, just to see. I'm going to read them if we're on the beam or not. Tradition one, here's a question. One, am I and my group a healing or mending integrated person, or am I divisive? What about gossip and taking other members' inventories? Two, am I a peacemaker, or do I, with pious preludes such as just for the sake of discussion, or plunge into an argument? Am I gentle with those who rub me the wrong way, or am I abrasive? Do I make competitive AA remarks, such as comparing one group with another, or contrasting AA in one place with another place? You know, bashing AA meetings is definitely breaking this tradition. Do I put down some AA activities as if I were superior for not participating in this or that aspect of AA? Am I informed about AA as a whole? Do I support in every way I can AA as a whole, or just as the parts that I understand or I approve of? So for me, it's do I say yes whenever, anytime AA asks me to do something, I just say yes. Am I as considerate an AA member as I want them to be of me? Do I spout platitudes about love while indulging in secretly justifying behaviors that bristle with hostility? Do I go to enough AA meetings or read enough AA literature to really keep in touch? And do I share all of AA with me? Do I share with AA all of me, the bad and the good, accepting as well as giving the help of fellowship? So those are kind of interesting to ponder over. And then I just want to say, you know, for anyone that's new that wants to learn more about traditions, the Friday night meeting is the easiest, most perfect place to learn about them. You get to hear a lot of different people talk about what they mean and how they apply them to their lives. I mean, the first tradition I learned to apply to my business. I work with a team. Like, is my behavior checking, you know, Facebook, helping the common, you know, are we staying unified by doing that? No. You know, I learned to apply these principles to, you know, my life, and it's incredibly helpful. You know, and the GSR commitment that I've been given this last year, all the work that we do and everything we talk about is we're trying to, you know, we keep in mind the first tradition. I just want to thank Heidi for asking me to speak. And that's really actually all I have to share. So thanks for letting me be of service.
Hi, Monica.